It's time for our monthly visit with the Parkland Health Center, and today we're going to talk about hospitalists. And we welcome Jenny Thorne, registered nurse and program coordinator. Thank you for being here, Jenny. And we have some guests this morning, huh?
Yeah, we have Cindy Danback, our nurse practitioner, and we also have Dr. Williams, our medical director.
And we're going to visit with Cindy here in just a moment, if that's all right with her.
We're
going to travel way west. We're going to go west, young man, to talk to a young man. We welcome Dr. Evan Grant Williams. Thank you for joining us, doctor.
Hey, how are you?
We're very well. Where are you right now?
Well, my wife and I, Jill and I, are just west of Rocky Mountain National Park in Grand Lake, Colorado, on vacation. So I have Jack Mahler to thank for this. My wife and I finally get a chance to take vacation, and he set me up with a radio interview.
Well, we apologize for
just joking. I'm just kidding. I'm very happy to do it and happy to be here.
Well, I apologize for interrupting your vacation because it is, 7:37 your time, I guess.
It is. No, I'm very happy to do this interview and thank Jack and Jenny for setting it up. And it's a little bit after 7:30 here, and Jill and I just got out of the mountains hiking, and so we're happy to be back to civilization.
Let's talk about what a hospitalist is. Can you define that for me, please?
Sure. A hospitalist is a physician who is trained, whether that's in internal medicine, family practice, or pediatrics, but trained mainly to take care of very sick patients who are in the hospital. So, you know, traditionally when people think about their doctors, they think about a primary care physician who spends most of their time in the clinical setting, seeing you maybe once a year for annual checkups and discussing your, you know, anticipatory guidance and all the things that you need to keep yourself healthy. But when you get sick and you have to come into the hospital, then a lot of times that primary care doctor will follow you and see you in the hospital, take care of you in there. A hospitalist is a kind of a new concept that's gaining momentum in this country, where the hospitalists are trained specifically to take care of patients who are acutely ill in the hospital setting and are there all the time in case something, you know, happens, goes wrong, or needs to expedite care in that manner.
Now, you work with what, primarily internal medicine? Is that true? Or
yeah, Lou, primarily internal medicine. I was trained in internal medicine and pediatrics. It's pretty rare to get that training. It's a little bit longer, but you sit for both pediatric and internal medicine boards. So I will be board certified in pediatrics as well, but primarily, I will be doing internal medicine at Parkland.
Tell me about the history of this program, how it all came about, because you're fairly new at it too, aren't you?
I am, yeah. I'm fresh out of training, so I actually haven't even started yet. I don't start till October. But the hospitalist program really was kind of born out of necessity. And as primary care physicians in this country have become kind of more and more overwhelmed with the amount of work, with the amount of patients they have to see. You know, traditionally, those primary care doctors have split their time between the clinical setting and the inpatient setting. And so when one of their patients who's in the hospital gets sick, they have to drop what they're doing in the clinic and you know, run down to the hospital or run over to the hospital and take care of their patients and stabilize their patients, sometimes, you know, even having to cancel clinic and then, you know, kind of going back to clinic and trying to catch up for the rest of the day. And so the hospitalist movement was born probably in the mid-1990s, really out of necessity. And the term hospitalist was coined, I think, in 1996 in the New England Journal when they wrote an article on it. In that article, they cited shorter hospital stay patients and, you know, a little bit better outcomes in some of the hospitalized patients. So when a patient becomes sick enough to really require full-time inpatient status, a hospitalist is someone that can be there all the time, that can devote all their time and all their energy just to their patients who are in the hospital.
Dr. Williams, go ahead. I'm sorry.
We just look forward to starting the program at Park, and we really think it's going to be exciting.
Dr. Williams, give us a background of your medical training.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I just need a...
Yeah, my background is, so I'm from Farmington, Missouri, so I was born and raised in Farmington, and went to high school at Farmington High School, and then college at Truman State University, and then medical school at the University of Missouri, Columbia, where I spent 4 years. And then I decided to continue my training in internal medicine / pediatrics, so med-peds is what we call it, kind of slang for internal medicine and pediatrics, a combined residency program. And so I just finished July 1st, I just finished 4 years of residency training at the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, South Carolina. And that's where I met my wife. And I was really talking with some of the doctors at Parkland, and I think Ron Stevens was really helpful in getting me to decide to come back here, and really kind of sold me on the idea of starting a hospitalist program here at Parkland. And so we're very excited to move to Farmington. I'm very excited to be back, and very excited to start this program.
And you are not the first doctor in your family.
No, there is some confusion with that. My dad's got the same name. His name is Evan Taylor Williams. He's an optometrist in Park Hills. And my name is Evan Grant Williams, and I joke around with my dad. I say I'm the first real doctor in the family. He's just an optometrist, and so I give him a hard time about that. But no, we're kidding. All kidding aside, we are two completely different people. That can be confusing a little bit to people in the community.
You're the first real doctor. Well, we appreciate you being. being here, the first real Williams family doctor being with us. We're going to let you go back to your hiking. We so appreciate you letting us interrupt you today, and thank you so much.
Oh, no, I was just joking about that, Lou. Now, I really am excited to start the program. I think it's going to make, I think it's going to be a great thing for the hospital, and, look forward to getting back there, and I appreciate you interviewing me.
All right, thank you, and we'll talk with you when you get back to good old Missouri.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Dr. Evan Grant Williams, MD, Internal Medicine, Medical Director for the Hospitalist Program. And we're going to visit with Jenny Thorne now, Hospitalist Program Coordinator. It is a unique program in this area, is it not?
It is. probably because I think we were the first in the area to have a hospitalist program. We're moving towards one that is our own, though, and that is where Dr. Williams comes in. We also have a gentleman by the name of Dr. Gurung and Dr. Ruby. So some of these are familiar faces to everyone. And then in 2010, we'll have Dr. John Griffin joining us as well. So, yeah, it's very unique because we've got a lot of hometown folks here, and we're also we're kind of pioneering a really strong hospital-based medicine program.
Let's visit now with Cindy Danback. You're going to have to help me with all these initials here. RN, APRN, FNP, BC. Give me a definition.
XYZ.
Yeah. ABC.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse, Family Nurse Practitioner, Board Certified.
Okay. All right. Board certified. That's
right.
That's pretty important, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
A nurse practitioner a few years ago was very unique. In fact, I remember interviewing someone probably about 12, 13 years ago, and she was the only one between St. Louis and Memphis or something. Now we see them almost constantly, don't we?
Everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere. The nurse practitioner program was born out of a need for pediatrics. There was a need for pediatric care in rural settings, mm-hmm. and so the nurse practitioner program came out of that mm-hmm. years ago.
Where are you from originally, Cindy?
I'm originally from the Boot Hill of Missouri, East Prairie.
Yeah.
Not many people know where that's at.
Sure.
It's down the Boot Hill.
Yeah. And when you came out of is it East Prairie High School?
East Prairie High School.
Okay. When you came out of there, you decided you wanted to be a nurse or?
No, actually I didn't. We moved to Colorado. My family, my dad moved us to Colorado, and I met my kids' father there. He has since passed away some years ago, but I became a mom first. I did it the hard way. I had my children, mm-hmm. and when they were 11 and 7, I went to nursing school at Three Rivers Community College in Poplar Bluff. And and got an associate's degree, which I graduated with in 1996, and waited 10 years to go back. I got my bachelor's degree in 2006 and then graduated from the master's program in 2008 from Southeast Missouri State University.
Well, congratulations
Thank
to you.
You.
Yeah, you did do it the hard way.
I did
way.
It the hard way.
Yeah, how old are your kids now?
My oldest daughter's 25 and my youngest is 21.
All
and
right.
I have three grandkids. I have to mention them.
Okay. Well,
They're 5'3" and 3 weeks.
Well, congratulations
Thank
to
you.
You. So you've been here at Parkland how long now?
At Parkland since March. I started March 2nd.
How do you like the hill country of Missouri?
I love it. I've lived in Fredericktown for the past 11 years.
Okay.
And I love it. Better than the flatland of the Boot Hill.
Yeah, and a little bit cooler, too.
A little bit cooler. Yeah. It's very hot down there.
Your work day is spent in the hospital, right?
Right.
As opposed to
the clinic setting. Nurse practitioners, there's such a variety of things you can do. Family nurse practitioner is I think the way to go, because you get training from birth to death, basically. And you can work in a clinic setting like a doctor's office and see patients throughout the day there. But what I do is see patients in the hospital instead of in the office setting.
Now, when you say in the hospital, you're not going room to room.
Yes.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
all right.
Yes.
Okay.
We see whoever. I work along with the doctor.
As opposed to being in an office.
Right.
So, okay.
Right. I work along with the doctor, see patients in the hospital, mm-hmm. evaluate them, order anything they may need ordered, review tests, order medications, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then the doctor and I collaborate, and I tell him the patients I saw, what's going on with them, and if he feels or if I feel something is critical, then he'll go back and see the patient later or not, depending on what I tell him, you know, that I've done.
Where, what's the cutoff line? What's the boundary lines between an NP and an MD then?
You know, my training is, of course, I'm an RN. I was an RN for 12 years in an emergency room setting. And we had advanced health assessment that we have to do, advanced pathophysiology, advanced pharmacology. So we learn those things not as in-depth as the physicians do. We cannot write controlled substances at this point. There is a law on the books that they're waiting to put into effect so that we can write for controlled substances. But I can order medications, order tests, review tests, those kinds of things.
So, Cindy Dambach, do you have designs on being a doctor in the future?
Well, you know, when I graduated from, because I spent 2 years getting my bachelor's degree, 2 years getting my master's degree, and I swore I'd never go back to school. But recently I've talked to a friend of mine, and she's thinking of going on to medical school. So it's in the back of my mind. I'm not saying I will, and I'm not saying I won't.
How would you work that? I mean, how many years do you have to look forward to? And
I don't know. I assume it would still be the 4 years,
mm-hmm.
you know, to do the entire medical school and the residency and all of that. I haven't looked deeply into it yet because I'm not ready to go back to school yet.
Yeah. And you've been going to school all your life.
All my life.
Yeah,
it seems like it.
Do other countries internationally, do they have nurse practitioners as such? Or
I'm not really sure. I did go to the Bahamas last year and said something about being a nurse practitioner in the Bahamas. They didn't know what I was talking about.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm assuming there they don't.
Uh-huh.
Other countries, I assume maybe, but I haven't really checked into it to see if other countries have nurse practitioners.
I'm going to get very personal now,
okay.
because I have a daughter that is going into the nursing program. And what's the difference in pay scale between RN and nurse prac?
You double your money when
okay.
you go from an RN to a nurse practitioner.
Okay.
You double your money. And depending on
Excuse
where you work.
Excuse me while I call her.
Okay. And depending on where you work, you know, of course, if you work in St. Louis, you're going to get a higher base pay. You know, they have RN weekend options up there that pay RNs $40 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes less, sometimes more, depending on the facility and, you know, and what they'll do. Now, rurally, you're not going to get that pay.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah.
But it's you double your money when you continue on with your education.
Do you have regular hours as opposed to, you know, being a nurse?
I do. I do. I worked for, as I said, 12 years in an emergency room. Yeah. I worked 12-hour shifts. I kind of like it now because I don't have to be at work at 5:30 in the morning. I can be there anywhere from 7 to 8, 8-hour shift. You know, you get time for lunch as opposed to the emergency room when you don't always get lunch.
Yeah.
You know, but it is a more regular life. I have weekends off now, which I didn't have for 12 years.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nice.
So Saturdays and Sundays are made for relaxation now.
Huh? Yes, they are.
Yeah. As
yes,
opposed to what, Wednesday or Thursday? Or
right,
like that,
right. Yeah. The last 4 years while I was in school, I worked weekend option. So I worked every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Hmm.
So it's kind of nice to have those days off.
So you went to school, then you went to work, and then you went to school, then you went to work and everything.
Right.
I admire you very much.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. Jenny Thorne, you're also a registered nurse.
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
But you're on the pencil side of it now, right?
Yeah. I can move paper with the best of them at this point. Yeah, I am a classically trained registered nurse, though. And, you know, I think that I could probably still do that if need be. I've just kind of moved to a different place in my career. But, yes.
I need to ask you about this PCP, and you're going to have to explain it to me. What's a PCP?
Well, that is a primary care physician.
Thank
and
you
I
very
apologize.
Much.
It That's is not right. a drug. You I'm guys. Not putting PCP on the notes.
You guys and your it's, acronyms
I know,
kill
it's,
me.
It's a problem. Yeah. Sorry. It's a primary care physician. And I think what I was getting at whenever I put that in the notes is that, you know, the primary care physicians of these patients that we take, and I'm going to go back to the patient population at this point, the primary care physicians do care deeply, what I have found in my experience, about their patients. They've been taking care of these patients for 20 years, some of them more. You know, as a matter of fact, there's a physician that takes care of my grandparents, my mother, and me. So he's got three generations. So he knows I can walk in, he knows my history, without me having to tell him. So when they refer patients to our program, they are still in communication. And I think that that's important to note because I think for patients this can be a little bit confusing to them. They think, why did I spend so much time getting to know this physician, letting this physician get to know me, if they're not going to take care of me while I'm in the hospital? And I would say the answer to that question would be, because they're in communication constantly. When they turn over their patients, when a primary care physician turns over their patients to a hospitalist, it doesn't mean they're writing them off. They're talking to that hospitalist, wanting to know what's going on while they're in the hospital. The difference is that hospitalist has the opportunity to treat more aggressively than a primary care physician because they're not trying to do it in the mornings and on their lunch break. They're there. They're already there. So they can aggressively treat and they can usually get people better more quickly because they've got a bigger time frame to spend with those patients that are in the hospital.
Yeah, and I'm thinking about this, and I have been in the hospital on a limited basis. I've been very, very fortunate. But my doctor, who is second to none, would be there at 3 o'clock in the morning after putting in a 19, 20, 24-hour day, delivering who knows how many babies that day, and then have to turn around, go home, get up 45 minutes later, go back to the office and everything. Or maybe he's still with me in the hospital, and meanwhile the patients are sitting in the waiting room waiting for him and everything. It just seems like a win-win situation.
Right, it does. And I know your doctor, and he's a fantastic physician. Absolutely fantastic.
I think
so. And I think it's amazing that he can multitask like that. And, you know, a lot of them can just out of necessity. They've done that for years.
Yeah.
But what we're seeing is that these practices are getting bigger and bigger. We have less physicians to see more people. So what we have to do is we have to do things the most efficient way to take care of the people in our community. And that's really our aim. That's really what we're trying to do.
Yeah. Very nice. Well said, Jenny Thorne. We appreciate. We miss you coming in.
I've missed you, Louie.
Yeah. What's the
deal? Well, you know, these hospitalists keep me kind of busy.
And Cindy Dambach, we so appreciate meeting you today. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank
Welcome.
You. It was nice to be here.
And we want to thank Dr. Evan Grant Williams, the real doctor in the Williams family, we will point out, too, for joining us via the phone in Colorado. And that is your Parkland Health Center Hospitalist Program. Thanks, Jenny.
Thank you, Louie.
From AM 800 KREI.